Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
We're recognizing farms and homesteads that have been in the family for more than 100 or 150 years. I'm Allison Lund for the Midwest Farm Report. These families will get together at State Fair Park in West Dallas on August 9th for a celebratory breakfast. One farm being recognized belongs to Jim and Ginny Joyce from Marquette County. Jim and Ginny will accept the award for their Century Farm in August. The farm has been in Jim's family for over 100 years and started off as a dairy farm back in the day. Jim begins by detailing that history.
My grandpa actually bought the farm back in the 1800s, but then he had lost it a few times. You know, he bought it back in 1918, and they were able to acquire it, and he sold it to my Uncle Matt, and they lived here for, so I would say, 25 years probably, and then my mom and dad bought it from Uncle Matt, and they lived here for 40 years, and then we acquired it.
What did the original farm look like? What buildings were on it, and what was it used for when it started out?
It was a dairy farm. I can remember when I was quite young, milking cows here. The barn is still here. Actually, everything is still here, kind of in the way it was when I was here, like, you know, as far back as I can remember. The only thing new is we put up a shed here a few years ago, but and the garage, you know, of course, was added in, like, I would say 70s or so. But otherwise, everything is pretty much the same as it was when I was a kid. The other thing that is gone is we had a chicken coop that we eventually tore down. It got to where it wasn't worth repairing.
10 kids were raised here. So there were 7 girls and then Jim and another girl and another boy. So they all grew up in this house.
That's pretty neat. Could you maybe speak on that a little bit, Jim?
We had, 3 bedrooms upstairs, and all 10 of us, my brother and I, were in one, and the girls split up the other 2 bedrooms. And we were all here at one time. There's 20 years between our youngest and our oldest. So we had kind of a packed situation for a little while, but we didn't really know any difference, so it wasn't that it didn't work.
That is a pretty big farm family to have. What was that like growing up? How did you guys help out on the farm?
We helped as much as we could, you know, milking, and we were really big into the chickens, the eggs, and the butchering of chickens. I can remember there weren't too many Saturdays or weekends we didn't butcher chickens, and a lot of times during the week we had kind of a system down. We had a picker, and I would kill the chickens. My sister would scald them. My dad would pick them, and then we'd start with the next process of, you know, washing them up and gutting them, and then on them. From there, we would soak them in water for a while and freeze them. But my dad had quite a few customers for chickens, but we had a lot of eggs too. We used to take eggs to Sunnyside for the hatchery and stuff. And then the cattle, we always had milk cows. And eventually when my two uncles were in farming together, it was the Joyce brothers. And then they kind of went kaput, and my dad went working for another uncle hauling fuel oil, and Uncle Mick went hauling mail, and Uncle Todd stayed farming, and he ended up farming. They had 3 farms, and then it boiled down to they had 2 farms, or Uncle Todd had 2 farms. So I was always helping him too, and everybody was pretty much involved in everything. Oh, I worked the whole summer for Uncle Todd, and came fair time, and he gave me $3, but that was, you could go on a ride for a dime then.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that is insane. It's completely different, and it's really cool hearing about that stuff too. But it sounds like there were a lot of hands involved, a lot of family members, and a lot of hard work over the years. What was the process like passing down the farm then, and now eventually landing in your hands?
It was hard for my mom and dad to move off the farm. They had done a lot of work. It was always been a very neat and well-kept farm. They probably moved here in 41 or 2, somewhere in there, 43. And there's a lot of fond memories there. Wasn't so tough, I guess, to decide. They asked everybody in the family if who was interested in it, and it seemed like we were the most interested. So we got the nod. But my brother played football for the Badgers, actually, and he was, at the time we were interested in this, he was playing football, so he wasn't real sure where which way he was going, so he wasn't overly interested at that time. So that's how it ended up that Jenny and I had bought it from my mom and dad.
So how does the family all remain tied to the farm today?
We have four girls, and we have eight grandchildren. So everybody is, everybody comes and visits and does whatever they want to do, right?
The girls were really heavy into 4-H, all the girls were. So we had chickens and rabbits and lambs and ducks, and everybody had a different project. So to this day, we still have sheep, and we have chickens, and we have dogs. So it's kind of neat. They bring their kids back here now just because, everybody can't wait to get off the farm. But when they grow up and have their own kids, they can't wait to bring them back. So everybody gets a hand back into it. They help, catch the sheep, the baby lambs, to give them shots or whatever. And everybody, we have chicks. So it's still what goes around comes around, I guess.
I think there's a lot of truth to that, too. People realize how important and how valuable it is to get back to the farm. Now, looking forward, what kind of interest is there for the next generation to take on the farm?
Well, we have one daughter and son-in-law that have expressed interest. We haven't really asked at this point. But
they live on a small farm close to Wisconsin Dells, so they have sheep and a couple goats. So, this will be... If they decide to, which everybody have to agree on, they will have to, they'll move over here probably and still continue on with the animals. The other kids are kind of, our oldest one lives by Poinette. They're into 4-H. And the other one's in Arizona and one's in Madison. So those two probably not, but we're hoping it'll stay in the family.
Yeah, it would mean a lot to us if one of them would step up and take over.
Yes, it would certainly be nice to see it continue to be passed down through the family and cared for, just as you guys have cared for it. Now, before I forget to ask, what is the farm currently being used for? What does it look like today?
We have, 70 acres of beans, soybeans. That's just rotated cropland. And we've got 10 acres of hay. And we also have, 20 acres of CRP. And that's pretty much, we've got, I would say, 40 acres of woods. We do quite a bit of hunting here.
Okay, so it sounds like quite a variety. Where are you hoping to see it go in the future?
I hope it can kind of stay the same, I hope there's always a need for cropland, I hope that never changes, and I hope our grandkids are able to go hunting or whatever they want to do here.
I also told the girls that we have an old barn, and if they don't take care of it, I will be there to hunt them down.
Jim Joyce and his wife Ginny share their story of the family's farm in Marquette County. The Century Farm Program originated as part of Wisconsin's centennial celebration in 1948. Each year, about 100 properties are honored. You can listen to some of these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. I'm Allison Lund.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.